My name is Ernabelle DeMillo, and I am host, producer, and reporter for the multiple Emmy-nominated Asian American Life, the only magazine-style show focusing on the Asian American community on broadcast TV. And it is my great honor to once again be your hostess tonight. Welcome to the 17th annual Asian American and Asian Research Institute Gala. Yes. Since its establishment in November 2001, ARI has been educating and engaging the public and students on policies and issues affecting the Asian American and global Asian community through its programs such as the Friday Evening Lecture Series, the Leading Women Conference Series, and CUNY Forum Academic Journals. So as you enjoy your appetizers, I promise the beginning of the 10-course meal will start soon. I bring up Ron Wu, who is board chair.
But welcome, everyone. I am chair of the ARI board, and I have the pleasure tonight of bringing words of greetings from Kevin Kim, who is one of the CUNY Board of Trustee members. So I'm going to read this verbatim. So if I'm not as articulate as he is, forgive me. He starts, "Dear friends, I regret that I could not join you in person for tonight's festivities. However, I would like to extend my congratulations to ARI on its 17th annual gala and to tonight's honorees, New York State Senator-elect John Liu, distinguished alumna Ava Chin." She's right here in the front. "And especially to the student recipients and honorable mentions of the Thomas Tan Scholarship and Chin Ethnic and Morality Essay Competition. He would also like to congratulate Dr. Betty Lee Sung." Yay. "For establishing the Betty Lee Sung Research Fund, which will provide support to scholars who undoubtedly make substantial contributions to the body of knowledge about Asian Americans. Thank you for your support of ARI and CUNY. Enjoy the evening. Best wishes, Kevin Kim." So I wish I were Kevin Kim. He's young, good-looking, and otherwise. So everybody knows, I have a microphone. I continue to speak. Before leaving, on behalf of the ARI board, I'd like to extend congratulations to the honorees as well. And personally, I'd like to thank Betty Lee Sung for her extreme generosity and support to ARI. She's been with us from the beginning and continues to support us. So let's please give her a great hand. And lastly, on behalf of the ARI board, I want to thank Executive Director Joyce Moy. She's going to kill me later, but that's okay. And her fabulous team that put together tonight's festivities. And I hope you all enjoy it. And please continue to support ARI. Thank you very much.
Well, good evening, everyone. And welcome to our 17th annual get-together. It's always great to see old friends and to meet new ones. And for those of you who have not joined us before, what you are going to find is that this is like a family reunion. It's a gigantic family reunion. We catch up with one another, we meet and greet, we eat, and then we eat some more, and then we talk some more. But before continuing my remarks, I'd like to just thank my staff, Anthony Wong, William Tam, Zhu Wu, Claire Chun, our interns, Kim Powell and Bonnie Tang, and our volunteers. They keep us going, and they make this fantastic evening possible. I'd also like to acknowledge some dear friends, including Jay Hershenson, who has gone back to do wonders years at his alma mater, Queens College. Great to see you, Jay. Thanks so much for joining us. And I'd like to also thank President William Fritz from the College of Staten Island and President Thomas Lynch from Queensborough Community College for joining us as well. And thank you to all of the CUNY campuses that continue to support us year after year, bringing your students, your faculty, and your staff to this dinner. We really love seeing you. Thanks also so much to Con Edison, UPS, 1199 SEIU, Golden J Jewelry, CPC, OCA, the Ong Family Foundation, Betty Lee Sung and her family, Pyeong Tam and the Tam Wine and Spirits store, Pearl Tam and her family, the family of Dr. Thomas Tam, one of the founders of ARI. They have been so, so supportive of us. Thank you, Dan and Rebecca Hong, board member Carol Wong, for your support. And thank you to all of our board members, past and present. Would board members, past and present, please stand up? Please stand up and be acknowledged. And again, the work that we do is possible because of this wonderful volunteer board. Thank you. And again, thank you to Betty Lee Sung for her endowment of $100,000 for the new research fund. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. It will definitely contribute to the body of knowledge on Chinese Americans in the United States. So, in the past year, we've seen a whirlwind of activities. There have been events on the national, state, and local level. We've lost some historic figures and also members of our CUNY community. Most recently, we lost Professor Mina Alexander. And we know that her students at Hunter and the Graduate Center will miss her for the wonderful mentor that she's been. And over the past couple of years, we've been hearing people talking about persisting, talking about resisting. And despite all of that, we and our communities have continued to think about progress and to think about hope. We see that the Asian Pacific Islander representation in the 114th Congress and the 115th Congress has showed record numbers of American Pacific American representation. And next year, on the 116th Congress, there will be additional members of that legislative body from the APA community. And it will include the first Korean American Democrat elected, Andy Kim, who really fought a squeaker of a battle for that seat. And here in New York, we see the election of John Liu, a trailblazer. And joining him in the New York State Legislature, in the Senate, will be Kevin Thomas, the first Indian American elected to that office. They will be joining Uli Nu and Ron Kim, both CUNY alum. These are our representatives in the New York State Assembly. At CUNY, we have seen strides in the past 2 years in terms of increases in Asian American leadership within our leadership ranks here at the university and continuing increases in hirings of Asian American faculty. By the way, how many of you are CUNY alum? If you are CUNY alum, please stand up. Please stand up. Wow, look at this. Look at this. Community leaders, medical leaders, doctors, lawyers, business leaders, civic leaders. This is the progress that I spoke about that we continue to see in our communities. Now look around you and see the students. Look at all the students here, the diverse students from CUNY that are here. This is that hope I spoke about. So we continue to look at hope. We continue to look at progress. And I ask you then to applaud loudly, wholeheartedly, when we present our awards to our honorees tonight and to our students especially tonight. And so with that, I'm going to let you guys commence catching up, meeting up, greeting, eating, and eating some more. Thank you.
So tonight, we are going to start out with the CUNY Distinguished Asian American Alumni Award. So our next honoree is my seatmate, Ava Chin. This award honors CUNY alumni who have not only achieved success in their chosen field, but really they exemplify the spirit of CUNY through service and commitment to community. So we'd now like to actually invite some of our past alumni recipients. Is Azeez Ahmad here? Azeez Ahmad, who is CEO of UTC Partners, the recipient of our very first award. David Ho, Vice President of 1199 SEIU, our immediate past recipient, and also Jay Hershenson, Vice President of Queens College, and President William Fritz of College of Staten Island. If they could all, everyone, the gang, join me up here on the stage. Thank you. We'll make sure that happens. So Ava Chin, she's so fab, is the author of the award-winning Eating Wildly, Foraging for Life, Love, and the Perfect Meal, published by Simon & Schuster in 2014, and is also the former urban forager columnist for the New York Times. She is an associate professor of creative nonfiction and journalism at the College of Staten Island, and Professor Chin received her PhD from my alma mater, the University of Southern California, and her master's from Johns Hopkins University, and her BA from Queens College. She was named by the Huffington Post as one of 9 contemporary authors you should be reading. Professor Chin has written for the LA Times, Sunday Magazine, Savour, Marie Claire, The Village Voice, and Spin. She's the recipient of grants and fellowships from the New York Public Library's Cullman Center for Scholars and Writers, the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program, the New York Foundation for the Arts, the Asian American Writers Workshop, and the New York Institute for Humanities at NYU. Oh my goodness, Ava. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming to the stage, while she's here right on the stage behind me, Professor Ava Chin, the recipient of the 2018 CUNY Distinguished Asian Alumni Award.
Hello, family. So I am Ava Chin, and I come from a very long line of CUNY graduates. Can I see a show of hands, your non-chopsticks-eating hands? Who has graduated or who attended CUNY? Who had family members, parents, grandparents, siblings, aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews who ever attended CUNY? Can I see your show of hands, please? Fantastic. I applaud you. I've had the distinction of also having many family members who have graduated from CUNY. And I want to tell you about the first woman in my family who graduated to get an invitation, to study at CUNY. It was my grandmother. She was born at 37 Mott Street, just around the corner. She was the smarty pants of her family. She attended PS 23, which is also right around the corner, and she graduated as their salutatorian. It should come as no surprise, then, that she was accepted to Hunter when it was an all-girls college in the Bronx in the mid-1930s. But when she told her parents, they weren't pleased. In fact, they were worried that if she went to college, it would hurt her chances of getting married. I did not like this story when I heard it as a child. It made me very angry. But in retrospect, I had a very legitimate concern. Few women, including Chinese women, attended college at that time. We were still in the shadow of the Great Depression. And the Chinese men that were available in Chinatown, very few had college degrees. So, but fortunately for my grandmother, with the encouragement of the church ladies from Church of All Nations and True Lights, my great-grandparents came around and grudgingly allowed her to attend Hunter College. My grandmother was a math major, and she taught me the worth of a college degree was more than just the 4 years that you put into it. And it impacted her life both for good as for bad. When she entered the workforce, she encountered a glass ceiling that women, and particularly Chinese, encountered in that period. She began working as a secretary, and she hid the fact that she had a college degree. And later, when it was discovered by the other secretaries that she had graduated from Hunter, they lobbied to get her fired. Despite this, my grandfather was a Toysonese gambler and restaurant worker. And as wonderful as he was, sometimes their marriage was a little difficult. He was a very handsome man, as you can imagine. And occasionally, he actually resented the fact that she had a degree. Despite these challenges, my grandmother's work ethic and her degree helped keep the family together in really rough times. And she was proud of me for getting what she called my doctor's degree. She told everyone, her surgeon who performed her colonoscopy, the male lady, the president of her co-op board, that her granddaughter was getting her doctor's degree. I protested. I said, Grandma, everybody's going to think I'm a medical doctor, not getting a PhD in the humanities. But she said, you should be proud of your degree, right? You should be proud of your education. And so a couple of years, maybe about 8 years ago, my grandmother passed away. And when we were going through her possessions, one of the things we discovered were a pair of diamond earrings. And I asked my mother about the earrings, and she said that these were a gift from from my great-grandparents to my grandmother. So in fact, the great-grandparents who did not want my grandmother to get a degree from Hunter were in fact quite proud of her when she actually graduated. And so am I. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that wonderful story, Ava. You see the quality of the graduates from CUNY. At this time, I'd like to invite Victor Song to come up to say a few words on behalf of his mother, Betty Lee Song, and to tell you a little bit about the research fund that has been set up.
Joyce and Ron have mentioned earlier about the Betty Lee Song Research Endowment Fund, but I just wanted to make a few more statements about that. Betty Lee Song is many things. Many of you know that she is co-founder of ARI. She's a professor emerita from City College of New York, and she received the 2017 Lifetime Achievement Award from the Association for Asian American Studies. So, she's also my mother. And she's sitting right there. So those of you who know her, please go over and say hello to her. So my mother has established an endowment of $100,000 to CUNY to conduct researches under the auspices of ARI on Asian American topics. So the first topic tentatively scheduled for July of 2019 will be a project about the transnational adoption of Chinese children into American families. It explores questions about identity and belonging. Some of you may know there are about 14,000 Chinese adoptees, most of whom were female infants brought to America during the one family policy of Mao Zedong. The project's goal is to understand how these adoptees articulate their identity and better understand whether they've chosen to intermarry and whether their children of mixed heritage maintain any identity to their Chinese heritage. So, to keep it brief, on behalf of my mother, she encourages all of her friends and colleagues to please, if you're interested in this type of research and other research related to the Chinese in America, to please contribute and donate to the Betty Lee Sung Research Endowment Fund. And to do that, you can contact, I believe you just contact Joyce or directly to Ari. Thank you very much.
So we're continuing our program. We are going to be presenting next our leadership award to New York State Senator-elect John C. Liu. So I was just talking to John, because John and I have known each other forever. And I actually was one of the first reporters to do a segment on him when he first ran for city council back many moons ago. And I just asked him, like, what year was that again? That was 1997. We were both like 5 years old, right? We were really, really young. You know, we're just like one of those high-powered, like, Asian kids. So now he's representing the 11th district in Queens. We're glad to have him back. He is also one of the first two Asian Americans elected to the New York State Senate. Okay, I'm sorry, 2018? Only two? Really? Come on, people, we gotta do better than that. But we're happy. You're happy we're here. So he served as the New York City Comptroller from 2010 to 2013, and also as a member of the New York City Council from 2002 to 2009. On the City Council, Senator-elect Liu represented his hometown of Flushing and Northeast Queens, where he secured millions of dollars in additional funding for schools, libraries, parks, senior citizen centers, and youth programs. Hailed as a trailblazer, Senator-elect Liu's historic elections as the first Asian American to win legislative office on the New York City Council, and then the first Asian American to win citywide office as controller, were milestones for our community in New York and also all across the nation. It is. It's amazing what you have done. Enough, right? No, there's more, John. Although he wishes Asian Americans had been elected before, I gotta read this. Senator-elect Liu is honored to be the first and embraces the opportunity to broaden representation in public service. So, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming, he's already here on the stage, the recipient of Ari's 2018 Leadership Award, John Liu.
Thank you so much for this lethal weapon. Arnabelle, thank you very much for that overly generous introduction. Arnabelle and I go back a long way since we were pretty much just starting out, and so many years later, it's great to see that she continues to be, you know, not just a reporter and a journalist, but she's an Asian American activist as well. She's producing this TV show called Asian American Life, and it really helps educate the entire country and the world more about Asian Americans. And in fact, that's what the Asian American Asian Research Institute has been doing for many years now as well. And I want to thank Joyce for nominating me for this award, which I'm not sure why, I thank you for that. But ARI has been an institution right here in New York City, and we've always talked about how we need to chronicle, we need to detail, we need to document the incredible progress and the history that Asian Americans have been making here in this city and across the country, and ARI does exactly that. So let's give a round of applause to Joyce Moy, our longtime leader, and ARI.
And I just want to say that, you know, I am very humbled that the people have given me this opportunity to serve once again, this time as a member of the New York State Senate. We have many issues that need to be dealt with, education issues, issues of women's rights, issues of immigrant protection. I mean, these are all issues that I'm looking forward to working closely with Ari and many of you on. And so, you know, the new year is going to be very exciting. 2019, the Democrats have retaken, after four decades, the New York State Senate. And I think we're not going to be able to achieve everything overnight, but we're going to make some very fast and significant progress on behalf of all the communities that we represent. And finally, I just want to say, unbelievable, Professor Betty Lee Sung. She looks marvelous. I mean, you know, I always say, if I can be half as awesome as Betty Lee Sung, then I have made it. So congratulations to you for what you continue to do. She's been blazing the trail for all of us. And finally, I want to congratulate my fellow honoree and Flushing native, Professor Ava Chin. Congratulations. And congratulations to the scholarship winners as well, of course, in loving memory of our beloved Dr. Thomas Tam. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy the evening.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why John C. Liu was nominated for this award. It's that compassion, it's the gratitude for trailblazers before him, and his dedication and commitment to continued service in our communities. Thank you so much, John.
So, again, congratulations to our honorees, to John Liu and to Ava Chin. What great honorees, great speeches, so inspirational from both of them. So some housekeeping reminders. Our silent auction is going to go on until 8:45. So if there's something that you're eyeing, make sure that you check out your bids to see and also protect that bid that no one beat you out. So now we're going to give out the Thomas Tam Scholarship Award and the Chin Ethics and Morality Essay Contest Award. So before I do that, if we could have the students who are going to be a part of this start making their way up here, that would be great. And also, I'm going to ask someone else to come up. Dr. Pearl Tam, sister of the late Thomas Tam. And also the members of the Tam family, if they could come up to the stage to help give this award. So the CUNY Thomas Tam Scholarship awards $1,000 to a CUNY undergraduate student who has demonstrated creativity in the communication and concerns of the Asian American community in areas such as health, education, and also culture. This year's recipient is Yining Ye. Is she here? A theater major. Wow, cool. Exploring conflicts in an Asian American family through the production of Carla Ching's play Fast Company. Okay, I did a story on Fast Company on my show Asian American Life. That is awesome. What a small world. It is a story about grifters, right? It's a family in which everyone is a con artist. And in fact, if you watch CUNY TV on Channel 25, it is re-airing because they're re-airing our first two seasons, and that show just aired this week. Small world. So while the children, so this is a great concept for a play. So while the children are running cons on one another, they're also unaware that they're actually falling for a con that their single mother is actually running. And the final one that is intended, apparently, to teach her children a lesson about the meaning of family. It is actually a play on game theory. So with a cast of both Asian and non-Asian actors, the production reflects dilemmas experienced by not only Asian Asian children, but those of other children from different cultural backgrounds. The characters struggle with feelings as if they were born into a con, experiencing the pressure to fit into society, questioning their identity, while also carrying the responsibilities and expectations passed down from the older generations. Fast Company is not only an exploration into the meaning of family, but also an inquiry of identity. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, well, he's up here, Yin-Ying Yi, the 2018 CUNY Thomas Tam Scholarship recipient.
Now I'd like to invite our Thomas Tam Scholarship winner to say a few words.
Wow. Hi. I saw like so many hands from CUNY, so I felt like I walked into a classroom. So I won't like ask you to raise your hand again, just keep eating. So thank you. Just like Ms. Moy said, please keep supporting ARI. Just like when I see everybody on the street, I will tell them, hey, come see my productions and come see something I do here and there and all about theater. So it's because we all need your support, especially for the arts. And I remember first day of my acting class, and my professor said, if you want to be rich, you are at the wrong business. So I thought I was ready to be broke, but like as the study goes on, and I realized that I was really becoming broke and I wasn't ready. So this scholarship actually is a great support, not only in terms of money and also in terms of recognizing Asian American here in theater, which is a field that dominated by non-Asians. So I just want to say thank you for ARI and Ms. Moy for your support. And if you want to know what the play is about, other than what she just mentioned, come to City College and check it out on February 21st to 24th, 2019 at City College. Thank you.
Congratulations, Yang. And you know, it's really nice to see Asian American representation in the arts. There are a few Asian American directors of theater. So good luck with Fast Company. If you do get a chance, if you're available to watch it, it's a funny, funny play. So our next recipient, due to a strong pool of scholarship applicants this year, the Tam family has donated an extra award of $250. So this year's honorable mention recipient is Ms. Sherry Chen. Ms. Chen is a marketing major at Baruch College, and she addressed her project on the social challenges of growing up as an Asian American in the 21st century and how the community deals with issues such as domestic violence and sexual assault, with silent often as the outcome. She has launched and has been involved with several enrichment workshops designed to encourage Asian Americans to speak out about their experiences and to become a part of the larger community. So ladies and gentlemen, okay, this is where it's going to make sense now. Please welcome onto the stage Sherry Chen, the 2018 CUNY Thomas Tam Scholarship Honorable Mention recipient. because now we are coming to the end of our program, the final awards of the evening. The 2018 KY and Noel Chin CUNY Ethics and Morality Essay Contest Award. This is a CUNY-wide competition that challenges students to think about topics of ethics, morality, and virtuous behavior in their lives. The top three essays will receive $1,300 and $200, respectively. And so we thank Dr. Chin and his wife, Noelle, for their $100,000 endowment to CUNY to establish this competition. So to present the awards for this year's top essay recipients and honorable mentions, I welcome back Joyce Moy.
So, the top prize for the ethics and morality competition goes to Miss Laura McIntyre from Kingsborough Community College. Is Laura here? Would you join us on stage? I would also like to ask that our board member, Professor Catherine Ma from Kingsborough, to join us on the stage to help present this award. We also have a number of honorable mentions. And if they are here, would you please join us on stage? Samwadi Jagannath, Queensborough Community College. Shlomo Muller from Brooklyn College. Ayanada James. Aminata Goye. And Johnny Pena Gomez.
So congratulations to all our talented CUNY students. You guys are amazing and awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe I'm saying this. It's only 8:42, 3 minutes before the silent auction closes. But this actually concludes the formal program tonight. So congratulations again to Joyce Moy and to Ari, their 17th annual gala. Thank you again for everyone and your generous support tonight, helping Ari and their achievements. And also, again, congratulations to our honorees, to Professor Ava Chin, to John Liu, who is also a professor. And I don't know if you all know this, but I'm also a professor. So we are actually interviewing John Liu for my show. So that is going to be on in February. And Andy Kim, who is the been elected in New Jersey, is actually going to be featured on our show in January next month. So if you haven't won a raffle prize, there are a few more envelopes there in the back. Check out the silent auction. But again, thank you once again. I'm Ernabelle DeMillo. You can catch me on Asian American Life on CUNY TV. Be sure to follow us on Facebook. Support Asian American Stories, because if we're not going to be the one telling our stories, no one will. So on behalf of the board and the staff of ARI, thank you once again, and we'll see you next year. Enjoy the rest of the meal. It's not over yet. Enjoy all the courses.